May I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we read the story that the writer of John's Gospel tells us is the first of the signs through which Jesus showed just who he was. It's the story of the wedding at Cana, the first sign of Jesus' identity, and his disciples believed in him, we read. As we come to think about the story again today, what will we discover about Jesus' identity? Will John's Gospel have the desired effect on our lives, as it did for the first hearers and for those early friends of Jesus witnessing the very first sign? It's the story of a celebration lasting several days and involving many people from the village of Cana and the surrounding area. We have had almost a year when parties of any kind have been restricted, cancelled, banned, and just not happening. Today I'm asking us to remember different times. And imagine going into the crowded excitement of a Palestinian wedding. Think about it. The noises, the smells, music, dancing, food, and wine. It's worth making the effort to imagine this, as it's not only culturally different and 2,000 years of distance that we need to cross. Perhaps our year of pandemic life can be put aside for just a few minutes and help us experience this extraordinary moment of history. So, imagine it. How does it feel? How does it feel to be at the wedding, in the middle of the celebrations? And in the middle of the celebrations, the wine begins to run out. This would have been a disaster for the bridegroom. The provision for the party was his responsibility, and insufficient wine or food would have been a disgrace that he and his new wife might never live down. A bridegroom might even have been taken to court for allowing such a thing to happen. So suddenly, there's tension in this celebration. Jesus' mother heard about the problem and decided to tell her son. You can hear her. How does Mary sound? Anxious, perhaps. She would have known a bit about social embarrassment. She may well have felt worried for the young couple. And what about Jesus' reply? Can you hear that? It's a little bit odd. My time has not yet come. What does Jesus mean? Can you imagine having no expectations about what would happen next? Try and forget that you might have heard this story before. How does that feel? Imagine the noise of the party going on around you, but you're part of this tense, anxious moment. Mary seems strangely confident. She tells the servants to do whatever Jesus tells them. So how does Jesus sound now he's talking to the servants at the wedding? Perhaps he sounds confident as you hear him ask the servants to fill up the 6 huge stone jars with water. There's great detail in the way that John has written this down. I guess that filling up the jars will have taken a bit of time. There won't have been hoses, so you can see the servants going to and fro to the well to collect water and pouring it into these enormous vessels. Finally, they're full to the brim, John tells us. What now? Well, Jesus is in charge again. Hear him say, take some of the water out and take it to the master of ceremonies for the banquet. Maybe you can imagine following the servants through the crowd. The astonishment on the steward's face. There's a lot to be said for a drink of cool, fresh water, and if you have some to hand, why not taste it now? But back in the wedding, this is no longer cool, fresh water. This is wine, and it's really good wine. Try it. If you have some wine or some other delicious thing, try tasting it now. Now the astonished master of ceremonies calls over the bridegroom. Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. but you have saved the best until now. Apart from the fact that this was the first of Jesus' miracles, what was it that persuaded John to add the story to his list of signs? The signs are told in order to show us why Jesus was exactly who he said he was. This is what John tells us in the Gospel. I don't think that this incident is mainly about an amazing supernatural happening. In this story, we see Jesus responding not exactly in a life and death situation. You might even say that the context of a wedding celebration was commonplace. It was a big thing, no doubt, for the newly married couple, but in the scope of situations where Jesus might intervene, surely this is not a big deal. So why has John written it down? Do we sometimes think that the things that worry us and keep us awake at night, do we think that God is not interested or needing to be bothered with our little thing? This sign shows us just how Jesus is firstly ready to be present with us in every situation, and secondly that our God can and does intervene to meet our needs where we are and whatever those needs are. Can we relate to a situation where the world around, perhaps even those close to us, seem unaware of the problem that is staring us in the face? Like the servants trying to avert disaster in the middle of the noisy feast. This sign shows us Jesus hearing the need, recognizing the gravity of the situation, understanding why the need is real despite the apparently lighter context. Our God can and does intervene to meet our needs where we are. Do we understand a feeling when even good things in our lives do not seem to be satisfying us as they might? Perhaps this is the easiest part to imagine today. Life seems to be all anxiety and grief and constriction in the times of COVID. Even good things are spoiled and denied. But this sign shows us that what Jesus brings into any situation is better than can be expected, the best kept until now. Our God can and does intervene to meet our needs where we are. This sign reminds us that God loves us and wants to help us find that God provides immeasurably more than we can ask or even imagine. Think of those full water jars and the amount of wine that was ready. Inviting Jesus to join the celebrations was the best decision that the married couple in Cana ever made. Not because of what Jesus would go on to do, or because of who they could in future years say they had had at their wedding. Having Jesus with us in our every situation is the best for us because it is with us and where we are that our God wants to reach us. Amen.